Voice Coaches Radio. Everything voiceover.
Hey there, it is time for a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio. My name is Marissa, and I hope that you're feeling like positive as we are, do I say nearing the end of summer? It doesn't feel right. It doesn't set right in my soul. So I don't really want to, approach it that way. But, you know, I hope that June, July, and August have been fantastic for you. today, I just saw, God, I always look at the weird holiday calendar list, and this is so fitting. It's National Grief Awareness Day today, and there are a few students that know what I've had going on. I haven't really talked about it much because, like, I didn't really know what was happening 100% just yet. I have a household full of pets. You know, I'm not shy about that. They're my family. They are my children. And I've had, like, mine, you know, my fiance's dog is 6 years old. My pets that I came with, my cat is 15. My dog is about to be 15. My bunny is like 11. And people just kind of look at me like, how are all of your pets senior citizens? Like, what in the world? And I don't know, a whole lot of love and care and try to give them the best life possible. And, you know, I've been over here just like kind of feeling awful that I didn't see that something was happening sooner. But in reality, when you look at the big picture, I guess I wouldn't have seen it. There's no way to. Nobody probably would have. So my dog, Penny, who I got when she was about a year and a half old. That's what the vet had guesstimated for me. So I've had her for, God, going on like 14 years. But she is a little tiny thing. And as she has gotten older, she seemed like she was just being a little pickier with her food. I mean, it happens, you know. I get a little picky sometimes too. Then every once in a while, you know, maybe she just like randomly would throw up. Or she would have the poops because, as I chalked it up to, it's old lady tummy, you know, like my Nana does the same thing, you know, so it's just, I didn't think much of it. And then what happened for us recently is had to take a little quick overnight to Vermont. My fiance's grandmother has also been sick and was in the hospital and has thankfully taken a turn for the better, but we were gone for a night. And usually when that happens, then my dog doesn't eat because like she's missing us. And I get that, you know, and in this case, it was actually alerting to something much bigger, and I ended up taking her to the vet for other reasons, but they did some blood work, and the blood work came back, and I got the phone call of, like, yes, her elevated levels are so much higher than we've seen, that, you know, I hate saying it, but she's at stage four kidney disease, and my heart just, like, sunk, because I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Like, she literally was fine, acting completely fine until we got back from Vermont. So it's just such a bummer. So we've been doing some stuff where it's been very costly. So if anybody knows of any voice work available, it's just a lot of fluids and spent time at the vet itself. And like they have been training me. So I guess I get to put vet on my resume now too, to like be able to put fluid in the back of her neck that will slowly get into her, just to keep her hydrated and try to get her levels down and just trying to get her to feel more comfortable and like wanting to eat and those kind of things. So I'm just like hoping for the best and hoping that, you know, I get her for a little bit more than I maybe should, and which I know is selfish, but she has been fine. So it's like, all of a sudden, literally like overnight. And it's like the biggest bummer in the entire world because she is my world. So, and that is me taking just a quick break so I don't completely lose it here on the podcast. But, you know, it happens. Her birthday's in October. She's going to be 15, you know? So it's like one of those inevitable things, inevitable moments that you just never want to see come, but it's got to eventually. And I can just, you know, pride myself on the last, you know, 13, 14 years that I've had with her, that I mean, that dog has had so much love and so much spoil that, you know, it makes other dogs jealous. But that being said, let's get out of my emotions for just a moment. All right, let's get into voiceover. Yeah, let's, I don't know. How to transition from that is like really difficult, but I'm doing my best. So we've got a lot of people that are very interested in like video games and like, you know, character voices and stuff like that. And we've talked about, you know, how to bring things to life and how to make them, you know, up to par with what they need to be. And then we get in the news here. There's this video game. Now, I will admit, I don't play a lot of video games. And if I'm going to, it's probably not going to be any of the new stuff because it's just, like, too realistic for me. I want Mario. Like, the old Mario, where he looks like Mario, you know? but there's a game called Mafia: The Old Country. And the whole thing, it's like, picture this, all right? The game is set in this picturesque, beautiful backdrop of Sicily that it promises, I guess, to take players into the gritty and harsh reality of the Italian mafia. It's like Godfather, you know? But this is not going to have any Italian voice acting. That's weird, right? That sounds a little fishy. So as I was diving into this a little bit more, because this has, like, gamers and, like, voice actors very confused. I guess, like, you know, all this excitement, all this controversy has emerged with this. And, you know, you look at it and, you know, it's like, make it make sense. That's what some of the comments are. It's like next level disrespect was another I saw. And, you know, the series is actually known for, like, its deep narrative and, like, immersive world that's, you know, captivating the players. It's and engaging in combat and gunplay and, like, get really putting it in the heart of it. So what's the deal? And I don't think they've really come out with a reason. Now, I had to go ahead and see what the difference was here because when I did read a little bit more, I'm like, well, if they're not using, like, Italian voice actors, what the heck are they using? And it turned out it's Sicilian voice acting. Now, you might be scratching your head as well, because I'm like, well, it's set in Sicily. So, all right, makes sense to me. So why are people so bent out of shape? But I guess, like, the difference is kind of like if I were to go speak Spanish and I'm not fluent in Spanish and I have the incorrect dialect, if you will. So, like, Italian is almost entirely Latin-based. Sicilian has elements of Greek, Arabic, French, like Spanish. So, like, it's different. It's not as similar as one might think just because it's in the same, like, boot of Italy, you know? So I wish I could explain why they made this choice. I don't really know, but fans are unhappy, which makes me feel like if a lot of fans do start making a stink about it like they have been, then something will probably change, recasting or re-envisioning, because that has happened before with stuff. But in the meantime, you know, you just got to wonder, like, what was their mindset in the first place and why? You know, but there are so many different choices that get made all the time. You know, I remember talking about it on the pod before where my fiance was listening to an audiobook, right? And the entire time she thought this character was so much older than they were supposed to be because of the person they cast. And it's like, well, wait a minute. So then why did you choose that person? I understand they're telling the story well, but if they don't sound the character's description, what are we doing? You know, it leaves you just like, I don't get it. But it leaves me also wondering, like, you know, the Italian voice acting community has to be completely up in arms. Like, hey, we've worked really hard to get to where we are right now to get to, like, be characters like this and make them come to life. And, you know, you're doing your audience a disservice. It's almost like when I get frustrated when there's a, you know, person in a film or TV show going to take a hit of an inhaler and they didn't take the time to actually look up what an asthmatic really goes through. You know, that is not how you take an inhaler puff. That's not how it works. It takes 2 seconds to watch a YouTube video on the right way. Come on, do your research. So yeah, I mean, I'll see if I can, you know, get some updates on this and, you know, just some backstory, just to update as time goes on or if anything changes with it. But very interesting thing to dive into as I was just like looking at what was happening in the voiceover world. I don't know why sometimes these choices are made, but it really does make you wonder, like, what are we doing? So, again, if you want to check out any more on this on your own or maybe see more about, you know, the video game itself, it's called Mafia The Old Country. And if you've got anything that you want us to discuss on the pod, Marissa@voicecoaches.com. Marissa@voicecoaches.com. Hopefully I don't have to get all emotional and up in my feels with you next time. I mean, geez, embarrassing. But, you know, life happens, you know, and I want to be honest. I want to be open and I want to be here with you in this moment. And when my voice sounds like it does right now, it's because I've been holding back tears for everything that I've had to do vocally probably in the last week. So thank you for dealing with me. But a brand new episode of Voice Coaches Radio and more guests and everything coming up starting next week. Hug your pets, all right? And stay safe, everybody.
Visit voicecoaches.com for more voiceover news and information.